Kevin Kline fell in love with acting at the movies. But Kline's career as an actor began not on film, but on stage, first touring with the acting company and later winning acclaim both on and off Broadway. In 1982, Kline hit the big screen in Sophie's Choice, and his movie career took off. Since then, he's had major roles in movies ranging from The Big Chill to Dave to The Ice Storm. In his latest film, The Emperor's Club, Kline plays a classic role, a passionate teacher who tries everything, including insults, to reach a charismatic but rebellious student.
A word of warning, as the great wit Aristophanes once wrote, roughly translated, youth ages, immaturity is outgrown, ignorance can be educated, and drunkenness sobered, but stupid lasts forever.
Kline is known as an actor who can do just about anything, musicals, comedies, tragedies. He moves easily from stage work to films. Over the years, he says, he's learned that for an actor, there's not such a big difference between the two.
I used to think it was a completely different discipline, and I was told before doing Sophie's Choice, which is my first film, that everything I'd learned more or less from years of theater acting was not applicable, that it was, in fact, an entirely other thing. It took me a few movies, but I realized that acting is acting. It's really the simplest explanation for the difference between the two is that the audience is further away in the theater. And if you assume that the camera is the audience and they're much closer. And in fact, that provides you with an increased acting vocabulary because you can do much more internalized, very quiet sort of acting that wouldn't be felt or heard past the first row in a theater.
God, this is a first. Hearing Thomas Wolfe read aloud in Polish.
Yeah, the first for me too, hearing that Wolfe read in the English.
God, if that poor bastard Wolfe had heard you read this aloud in Polish,
yeah,
he would have written in Polish.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
Sophie's Choice is the role that really, I think, made you famous. And I was wondering, first of all, if you... Did you have any idea when you took that part, did you have any idea of how it might change your life, the fact that it brought on really movie star kind of fame into your life?
I guess that occurred to me. I met with Alan Pakula, who asked me if I'd read the book, and I said no, and I went and read the book, and I was so completely bowled over by William Styron's writing and the complexity of this character.
I asked you that question because it seems to me that you are an actor who has made so many films, and yet you seem to have almost deliberately steered away from that sort of movie star kind of role. And I wondered, number one, if that kind of fame can, in fact, interfere with what you're trying to do as an actor sometimes. I mean, if in some way you have to guard yourself against that.
I don't know. I don't know if I've steered... I think I've steered away from it, and it has steered away from me. And, well, no, actually, you know, no, I think I probably started it because I'd been spoiled by playing great roles in great plays. I think the kind of snobbery that I developed, I carried over into my film acting when I finally was offered films. I found that... I really couldn't get excited about films that were completely brainless entertainment. I guess it's the effects of years of great dramatic literature that have somehow developed my standards to a ridiculous degree.
So you're still a snob.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I can't shake it.
I wanted to ask you about one of your most popular films and one of the funniest films you've ever done, A Fish Called Wanda. When you saw the script for that, did you know how funny it was going to be? Because it also had so much sort of visual and physical comedy in it.
I didn't. In fact, I didn't understand the script. It made no sense to me. And actually, through the whole filming, I didn't understand the character. In fact, to such a degree that John Cleese had a T-shirt made up for me to wear, which said my often uttered refrain, "Who is this guy?"
You English, you think you're so superior, don't you? Well, you're the filth of the planet. A bunch of pompous, badly dressed, poverty-stricken, sexually repressed football hooligans. Goodbye, Archie.
Well, at least we're not irretrievably vulgar.
Is it great fun to do that kind of film? It looked like it was great fun.
Oh, tremendous fun. Tremendous fun.
I noticed in the new film, The Emperor's Club, I noticed a real sort of stillness about that character, Mr. Huddart. He's a teacher of Western civilization at a boys' prep school and kind of repressed, I think. And I had a sense that you were really trying to rein in maybe your own physicality in order to portray that character and give a certain stillness to him.
It doesn't take any reining in. In fact, I would have, having read the book, The Palace Thief, on which the movie is based, I felt that that character was very, very internalized and very repressed and physically and emotionally. So in the film version, I find him sort of physically exuberant compared to my recollection of the character in the novella.
What was it about this very popular teacher of Western culture? What was it about him that attracted you?
He's a bit of an absolutist. He's passionately, almost religiously devoted to teaching, and he loves the classics, the ancient Roman and Greek history especially. He hopes to instill in his students the sense of civic duty and of moral rectitude.
Plato, Cicero, Socrates, giants of history, men of profound character, men whose accomplishments surpass their own lifetime and survive even into our own. Their story is our story.
The nice thing about him is that, unlike other characters in that genre, if you can call it a genre, this one had human dimension. He had flaws, he had contradictions. He is a complicated fellow who compromises his own principles while he's in the very process of trying to teach the highest sense of moral rectitude to his students.
Did you like Mr. Huddart?
I did and I didn't. I think he's a bit of a prig at times. I think he's rather narrow-minded at times. I think he's obsessed with his ancient history in a blinkered kind of way. And while I think he's depicted ultimately as having a very successful life, and that his commitment to teaching is not misguided, but in fact a wondrous thing, and I find him inspiring in that sense, the little bit of research I did for in terms of sitting in high school classrooms, I find that inspired teachers are a very rare thing.
Well, thanks very much. It was great talking with you.
Great talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Actor Kevin Kline. His new movie, The Emperor's Club, opens this weekend.